had that love of nature kind of thing going on with it, you know, that whole we nursed owls and all sorts of bush babies, yeah, things like that. It really brought you close to nature, you know. And it's funny how many snake encounters we actually had. Like, we actually had a lot of snake encounters. It's that experience that, for me, the Circassian experience, for example, lets me know that there are a lot of things that people are scared of, bugs and things like that. Now I meet people who are scared of bugs.
So do you remember the snakes falling on one of the teachers'
yes!
heads?
Was that over by the changing rooms?
Yes.
It was. Yes. Wow. I do remember that. And it was really funny because we were like, they're either fighting or mating or something. Like,
yes, I remember. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just, like, the teacher, whoever it was, just like brushed them off, didn't she?
Yeah.
I saw it too. This is also one of those things of like going back to story. Did I see it or did someone tell me the story and I just have completely imagined everything in my head? I don't know. But I definitely have this image of two snakes falling on a teacher and her brushing them off.
I remember that. I watched it. I watched it live. I actually watched it live. She was not sitting. It was half trim. Let me narrate this to the guys. Did you watch it? Okay, so I saw it live. It's one of the most vivid things I've ever seen, one of the most insane things I've ever seen. So it was half term, and I hate swimming, so we were allowed to get out of the pool and go off early, and I was like, yay, let's get out of this water. I'm sure you were still in the pool, Marlene. That's why you didn't see it. So I was at the changing, and I think I was just sitting because you have the, remember, everyone has got a number, so
yeah.
Like Sakeji is all about hooks.
Or and stuff,
The domes, down the river, it was all about hooking your stuff. So outside there are hooks on the changing huts, and I was sitting underneath those hooks, and I was looking at the river direction. Miss McCaw was walking. I think she had come from screaming in the changing hut or something. I wanted at the kids and whatnot, head dressed or anything. She used to do a lot of screaming. And she was walking to the stone table where the staff used to sit. And as she was walking to the stone table, underneath, there used to be a tree where they were swinging things. I don't know if it's still there. The two snakes, not where the tree, not where the tree house is. So in between the stone table and the changing hut, I don't think it's there anymore, but there used to be this tree.
So that's a big chota.
Oh.
Yeah, so big chota's this side. So she's walking, and two snakes literally fell on her head. And these are not small snakes either. Like, decent-sized snakes. And it was surreal. I remember I was looking at it, and I thought it was one snake at first. They fell on her. So, and she just like, whoa, what is this? And they dropped. It's when they dropped, and they went in two opposite directions, that I realized that, wow. Those are two different. It was, and she was screaming at this time. So Raymond was on the team because there were a lot of staff. It was half term, so all the staff are down at the river. On a normal day, you only have one staff member, but on this day, there were like quite a lot.
Everyone,
so Raymond comes, and he goes after one snake. The other snake comes like to the changing hut. So I do a beeline like this direction. I was off. The snake came to the changing huts. Mr. Raymond, for some reason, I somehow seem to remember Mr. Raymond killing both snakes, but I don't think that was how it was. other staff members killed the snake, but he definitely killed the one at the changing hut. He killed it. Miss McCall was completely shook up. I was, for some reason, I wasn't scared though.
It was just life for us. Snakes were there.
Yeah. It was just
respect them from a distance.
Like, wow, that was a really weird thing. Up to this day, one of the most weird things, and I hate snakes, by the way. There's one, I'm cool with spiders and all that stuff. Snake for me is my number one issue. So that day, vivid in my mind, it was.
And then there was also the April Fools, where I think Mr. Brew put a fake snake on Mr. Raymond's chair, but we had to Yes, you remember that one? Oh, thank God. That's not all in my head.
Well, here's, you remember when the real snake was on Mr. Raymond's chair?
Was that after or before the April Fool's joke? I think
it was probably before, which is why the prank worked.
Were so funny, yeah. Because we had to like disperse and the shotgun came out and everything. I don't know if it was a shotgun, but one of them came out with a gun.
Like 22 or the air rifle or something like that. But yeah, I remember because it was right after afternoon tea.
Mm.
And we had all walked past, you know how like to get into the room where we would get our milk and cookies?
Yeah.
You could take two routes. You could go, and it also depended where they put the benches, right?
Yeah.
So you could go on the upper school side of the dining hall, or you could go on the dormitory side of the dining hall.
Yeah.
And then you would go back and like go in and get your milk and cookies. I definitely 100% went down the upper school like part, like side, right past Mr. Raymond's chair. And then like 10, 15 minutes later, the workers, one of the kitchen workers discovered this thing like on Mr. Raymond's chair. And then it went out the window and then up that tree right outside of the dining hall by Mr. Raymond's chair. And then Mr. Brew decided to shoot it. But no, I remember so many of us being like wondering like what would have happened if Mr. Raymond had sat on this boom slang.
I remember snake. That.
Like, yeah. And
how many jokes about his butt getting bitten.
Yeah. I do remember when we found a whole bunch of baby black mambas over by the tennis court.
No way.
Yeah. And Mrs. Terry's like, just leave them alone. And I was like, they're baby black mambas. Why would you leave them alone? And then I went back during milk and cookies time, during tea time, and smashed them all with a rock. And I was like, there are going to be no baby black mambas by my tennis court.
Oh, no. Those poor snakes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Black mambas.
Yeah, to be fair, you probably saved a few of us there.
Goodness gracious. I remember because we were all sitting there. I think we were, again, playing rounders. What an eventful time. But I think we were all doing something right in that like sandy area, and I think it was rounders because a bunch of us were sitting on that fence, that like half wall, half fence thing by the tennis court.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I look down and like out from between my feet are like these like little snakes, and I just freak out and like jump up on the fence. I'm like, snakes. And she's like, leave them alone. And I'm like, can I kill them? And she's like, no. I'm like, what sort of strange world do you live in that you don't kill snakes? Because that's definitely how we thought of them. I know that that's probably going to offend some, you know, somebody somewhere. But we definitely killed all snakes we came across.
Don't worry, I'll put an explicit thing to the thing so that everyone's warned.
Trigger warning, something. No, I remember like all the locals hated the snakes, and we all like would try and kill the snakes. Like it was a big deal if you saw a snake, and like it was a big deal if you saw it, and then you definitely wanted to kill it.
Okay, what is your favorite river story about Tsukiji?
Ooh, definitely when I almost sat on a green mamba. Let's be real, we were out in the bush. We were definitely out in the bundus. And it was during rest hour, during midterm.
Yeah.
And you remember, like, during rest hour, there was this whole thing where you, like, try and build a cool little tree house so that you can hang out up there with your friends during rest hour. Well, I don't know what happened. I was not a cool kid. I didn't get invited to hang out in anybody's tree house.
I didn't either. So we were uncool together.
And I didn't make my own, whatever. So I literally, it was like rest hour and I forget who I was with. I was with one other person. I do remember that much. But I just decided it was down by the river, if you remember, mm-hmm. that there was a tree that was at a 45-degree angle, yep. and there was a big dam. We typically would build a dam right downstream of it. So the river made the loop, and right yep. on the far end of the loop, there was a tree at a 45-degree angle, and there were some bushes right around there.
Yep.
And I was like, I'll just like sit down in a bush and go to sleep.
Oh
and
my God,
literally,
Marcus.
So I go to sit down and I'm like falling to the ground and I stuck my hand out to like brace myself like a normal kid. And I look down and there is a green mamba. It was either a green mamba or a boom slang, but a very large green snake slithering out from right where I am about to sit down. And like, I can't like stop. I'm obeying the law of gravity at this point in time. And so I'm just like, I kind of do this like arch my back and like I'm trying to like get away from it. Anyway, it continues slithering. It, thank God, slithered away and went up the 45-degree tree. And then like kind of fell/jumped like into the either water or the far side. I forget because that tree kind of went over almost to the other side, not quite. I don't remember where the snake ended up, but... I was very terrified. Yeah.
Oh my and God.
Then, you know, cause during rest hour, you're not supposed to move around.
Yeah.
But I ran.
Please tell me you
I
ran.
Went running. I went running to the, you know, the center table areas where the teachers were. And I was like, dang, I just almost sat on a green mamba. And they're like, you know, what are they going to do? I don't know. So they like came and looked at the empty space that I almost sat down in. And I don't know. It was, thankfully I did not get bitten by a green mamba that day.
The other story that I've got for there is also a snake one. So, you know, active imaginations as we all did. I think I was playing with Beth actually. And so we were pretending that there was one of these trees was an ice cream truck. And it must have been half term or something as well. So I'm walking up to the tree. I'm like, can I have ice cream? I look down and there's this baby snake like that far away from my feet. And it was about this big. And I panic. Well, I don't, like Elisa, you don't panic. You're like, this is not good. Time to walk away. You walk away, calmly go to the teachers, to the stone bench, and you go, there's a snake over there. And I think it was one of the, was it the Fishers that had the farm or the game park close by, the Fisher Brothers? Yeah.
Fishers.
So they managed to kill the snake and then we've got it like displayed on the stone table having this discussion and they're like, oh yeah, that's a puff adder. And then I don't know if the numbers are right? And they were like, oh yeah, Marlene, you're really lucky. If you'd been bitten by that, you would have had to be in South Africa for the antidote within like X amount of hours. Oh, and that's the amount of hours it would take to get a plane here in the first place. I was like, okay, that day I did believe in God. I was like, thank you.